May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, always be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. If you'll turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. This is just a fun devotional word, but what he's trying to say to us has great impact. This is verse 14, 2 Corinthians 6. Do not be bound together with unbelievers, for what partnership have righteousness and lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? Or what harmony has Christ with Belial? Or what is a believer in common with an unbeliever? Or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? And he transitions and he uses that term, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? In other words, if you have God's temple, you don't put idols, you know, you don't put statues and idols in that temple. It's set apart for God and to honor God alone. For we are the temple of the living God. Now, the words he uses are significant. We're the temple of a living person. You don't put dead statues and idols in the temple of God, but we're a new kind of temple. We're now the temple of God. And the presence of God is not a statue of God. The living God lives in his temple, which is you and me. And then he says this amazing statement, I will dwell in them. Of course, if we're the temple, so we're his house, you're his house, the living God is dwelling in you, and I will walk among them. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. There's other things that said about separation and holiness, but I want to, in light of us being God's temple, but I want to just focus on one little simple thing. When he says, and I will be in them, and I will walk among them. That word, walk among them, among, is actually the word, and I will walk in them. I will live in them, but they are not a stagnant temple. They're a mobile, portable temple. They're also my body. You know, there's three metaphors in the New Testament that are significant concerning the people of God. One, that we're his bride. That's about our love relationship with him. The other is we're his body. He lives inside of us. We're the body through which he lives on this earth. And close to that, to understand, but you're not just his body. You're actually the very temple of God, through whom, in whom he lives, and through whom he walks on this earth. That's just so fascinating to me. I will live in them, dwell in them, and I will walk in them. And so everywhere you go as the temple of God. He's living in you, and he's now involved in every bit of your life. He goes with you, in you, to Walmart. He's walking in you to Walmart, to church, to dinner, to whatever. All righty? There's an interesting thing about identity. We're all born with personality traits. Those are inherited things, DNA things, genetic things. But that's not your identity. That's just your personality. Your identity, from which your self-image comes from outside of yourself. I don't mean necessarily that it comes, well, it just comes from outside of your own thoughts. It's something that's bestowed. It's not something that you earn, though many people and still many Christians think that they'll be something special if they'll perform enough. But it's something bestowed. Identity is bestowed, and it comes from outside of us. And most human beings, their identity is the most significant people in our lives are the ones who bestow their identity. And so if a person's been abused or spoken over negatively or treated poorly by a father or a mother or a mate or even significant people in your lives, friends, it'll help form what you think about yourself and how you feel about yourself. That's just the truth. And one of the things that the Lord does, as I mentioned yesterday, the word sozo, saved, means whole. And the moment we become a Christian, God starts the process of making us whole. He makes us whole. His desire in our physical being, in our emotional being, in our mental being, in every part of our soul, in our self-image, which is really, really important, our identity. In Ezekiel 16, without explaining it all, sort of this metaphorical scripture about God's redemptive work and transforming a people or a person's identity. So without reading it all, I'll just put beginning in verse 11, or verse 10. I also clothe you with embroidered cloth and put sandals of porpoise skin on your feet, and I wrapped you with fine linen and covered you with silk, and I adorned you with ornaments, put bracelets on your hands, and a necklace around your neck. Also put a ring in your nostril, earrings in your ears, and a beautiful crown on your head. I had to repent after reading verse 12, because the sort of the new thing or the thing that girls like to do a lot, they put this ring thing in their nose, and I always think, that is so terrible looking. But actually, it's very biblical, so God thought it was nice, and so I should repent and think it's nice too. And thus you were adorned with gold and silver, and your dress was of fine linen, silk, embroidered cloth. You ate fine flour and honey and oil. And so you were exceedingly beautiful and advanced to royalty. And then your fame went forth among the nations on account of your beauty. For it was perfect because of my splendor, which I bestowed on you, declares the Lord. And so all those things that he put rings and all the embroidered cloth was all about just his healing grace and the character of Christ and all those things he does in us. But in the end, he says, your beauty was perfect because of my splendor, which I bestowed on you. You see, my identity, the moment I became a Christian, it took me a few years to realize it, and my mind has to be renewed in it all the time still. My identity is that I am the temple of God. That I'm a dwelling place. Leanne Payne uses the term, I've been ingodded by the person of Christ, in the person of Christ, by the Holy Spirit. He lives inside of me. And that's just like he said again in 2 Corinthians. Not only does he dwell in me, it doesn't say, and he walks among them, he walks in us. We are the temple of God. It is not a stationary, stagnant temple. It's now a temple that's just involved in life. We've actually been plunged into his life. But he lives out his life in each one of you through your own unique personal story. He has redemptive processes that he accomplishes. There are people that Rosie knows that I don't know. And that Carol knows that I don't know. And so you've been plunged into his story, lived out through your life. You're the temple in which he dwells, and through which he walks. That changes everything about me. And the more and more I become acquainted with the indwelling Christ, and that my number one identity, he said that he's the vine, he's the source of the life, I'm the branch. And you know what branches are created to do? Give display to vine life. Because sap is the life of the vine. As it flows up through the root, flows up through the vine, and it manifests itself. If you have a very fruitful tree, it's just an overflow of vine life. A fruit-bearing Christian is a person who's putting on display the life of Christ. That's my identity, is the life of Christ, and I'm his temple. It doesn't matter what the temple looks like, what kind of profession or vocation, or how much the temple has. I'm the temple of God. And he lives in me, and he walks in me. It's bestowed. The moment Jesus Christ came to live in you, you were bestowed. Your identity, which comes from outside of yourself, was bestowed to you as a free gift. You didn't earn it. It's a free gift. Your identity is wrapped up in your union with Christ. His identity is your identity. It says in 1 Corinthians that you're one spirit with him. This is an amazing thing. And I think of Acts 17. When Paul is in Athens on Mars Hill, he's given this little message, and he says about God, "For in him we live and move," and the actual word is, "we live and move and become or are." That's all about identity. I become my true self. For your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your true identity is wrapped up in him. And the moment you got saved, he bestowed to you your true identity, the very temple of a living God. You being the one in whom he dwells and in whom he walks. Let me just read that one more time from 2 Corinthians 6. Or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. Just as God says, I'm going to read it to you again the way it's supposed to be translated. I will dwell in them and I will walk in them. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. It doesn't matter that you're just an earthen vessel. It doesn't matter whether you're fine china or a clay pot. They're all earthen vessels. What makes you special is what you contain. Is who you contain. The very life of Christ himself. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.